mama said that I'm not living right. She said I'm crying on you. She said I waited up for you all night. I said I'm crying, mama. And we're back with another very exciting episode of Advanced R&D. I'm your host, Kenny G, and with me I have my co-host, Merzane. How are you tonight?
Good. I have no new food. I'm just eating pizza again.
Just eating pizza again. Classic Merzane eating food while we record. But we have a very exciting guest with us tonight, the host of Morlocks, Lexa White. How are you?
Doing just fine. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for this episode and what we have cooked up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do with Marvel Crisis Protocol?
So I produce a podcast called Morlocks, which I view as the other side of the coin from Advanced R&D. Advanced R&D is all about chopping the top off the game and seeing what's just below the surface. Morlocks is about taking something from the bottom and trying to uplift it.
I love it. That is such a very good description, I think, of what both shows are trying to do. What do you think, Merzane?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I think that the third side of this coin, funny enough, Roster Doctor, because he takes made lists and talks about them, and we are like building lists on the fly. So yeah. It's like there's like a three-sided coin.
That would require Roster Doctor to be actually putting out content right now.
Fair and accurate, I guess.
There's so many
podcasts I haven't even noticed. Like, and I've been so busy I haven't even like kept up a lot. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, friends.
Sorry, friends. Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. I try to when I'm driving around, but you know, it happens. But we're not here to talk about other people's podcasts, although we love talking about yours, Lexa. We want to build a roster with you. So I'm going to give our affiliation wheel a spin and we will see what it gives us.
I love that we just still have this illusion that there's an actual spin and also play this while it spins.
Yes, always, always got to play the soundbite. Your affiliations are Web Warriors and X-Force.
Interesting.
With that, we do have some stipulation, mm-hmm. and also we have another choice for you to make this time. Merzane, you want to hit her with the choices and the restriction?
Yes. So first I'll give you the restriction. So this is the Spiders teaming up with the X-Force, and they're going to go all in, going hard. There is no escape, so you can't take Gwen, because she can't pull people to safety. You got to go all in. The second is, when you decide to take your leader for Web Warriors, you only play one leadership. We are going to allow the new stuff. So you can use Amazing Spider-Man, Black Cat, and all the tactics cards involved there, but you can't have both leaders with the intention of getting that flexibility. You have to commit to one of the leaderships. Well, then also you have Cable.
Yes. Sounds like a plan.
All right. So what are your thoughts?
Well, you have given me a team up for where I can play one of my favorite lists.
Oh, no.
Yes. Which is Wargaming Dad's Counter-Strike list.
We are familiar. I think he did it on our show too.
Wait, did he? Oh, the counterattack. Sure I'm thinking Counter-Strike Global Offense.
What?
I'm thinking of video games, so I'm just thinking like, how do you incorporate like One Bangs and Kobe's into this? Because I'm really intrigued.
I'm a Siege player, not a CS player. So
fair, yeah.
So I would much rather shoot through the ceiling into you rather than actually have to learn to shoot someone in a straight up firefight.
See, I'm even worse. I play League of Legends. So.
Oh, I play that too.
Nice. I'm terrible.
So am I. Okay.
Anyway, not League of Legends.
I need to go on a digression quickly.
Okay.
Do you know about Infinite Crisis?
Like, are we talking DC's Crisis on Infinite Earths kind of stuff?
That's close. What I was thinking.
at one point of time, this ended right before Heroes of the Storm launched, DC Comics had its own MOBA called Infinite Crisis.
I didn't know. Oh, wait. Yes, I do know what you're talking about. I remember that.
I ended in the top 200 players in that game.
Nice. I remember playing it a few times because, I feel like my computer couldn't run it very well. I played only Flash.
Ah. I played a lot of Atomic Wonder Woman and Starro and Arcane and Zatanna. And we were so close to getting Arcane Zatanna.
See, I think that we should just... I think building lists is great, but I feel like it would probably annoy the crap out of Kenny if we just talked MOBAs the whole time. Because I don't think he has any MOBA experience, too.
I have zero MOBA experience.
I'm gonna get you on League of Legends now.
I have played most of them.
So this is going to be a very natural segue, and we're going to start talking about Marvel vs. Protocol again.
Something I also have a lot of knowledge of.
So, you mentioned Wargaming Dad and mm-hmm. his Counter-Strike list.
Yes.
Which is very fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, would that work potentially in X-Force as well?
So you
or would you want to lean more Web Warriors here?
So it works actually very well in X-Force, but you only get one splash character because only one of the Counter-Strikers is in affiliation. So it works slightly less, but you get two Counter-Strikers, but they can use the X-Force reroll on each of their attacks they do on an opponent's turn.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the cool part. That's one of the reasons I thought that X-Force might be cool with that. And it was funny because I'd mentioned to someone, you know, Sabretooth would be really cool if he was X-Force, because I feel like you could get a cool Counter-Strike team going. Well, I didn't say Counter-Strike, because that would have made me think of the video game. But then someone was like, yeah, he is in X-Force. I was like, oh. Well, okay, cool!
Yeah, well, no. Great. I'm a big Sabretooth fan. I love that guy.
Okay.
So we are getting Cable, Miles Morales, Sabretooth, Venom, and Daredevil into this list.
Nice. That was quick.
So, yeah.
Are you committing to Miles Morales as your...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because you want the low... When you're playing it, by bringing Miles, you allow it at a 15-point base for the Counter-Strike list, rather than having to wait for a 17-point base.
Is that including the loss of Gwen?
Yes, okay. Because you're playing your 15-point base is Miles, Sabretooth, Daredevil, Venom.
Okay. Nice. So only four. So I'm thinking five wide. So four wide.
Mm-hmm. But you have Miles, who is very hard to catch. And then three characters you actively don't want to attack because they will attack you back. And you're giving them defensive rerolls to make it easier for them to survive. So it's you are just compounding on this little advantage train that means that your opponents just don't want to attack you. And so it requires very specific answers to take care of.
I'm liking this.
I like that a lot. Okay, so we've got three Web Warriors, two X-Force, mm-hmm. math.
We need a third X-Force member just so we can do the splash train. And what do I want to do for my third X-Force member?
So who do we have options for?
So we have Deadpool, Domino, and Wolverine.
And Wolverine's out of the question. I'm not a fan of Wolverine. I think he... I think, especially in dual affiliation sets, he taxes the tactics cards too much.
I can see that. You do have Sabretooth, though, so he's not, like... So getting both, even in... If you do manage to sneak him into Web Warriors, he's not terrible. Mm-hmm. And then you become even more defensive because he gets the defensive rerolls and then the exceptional healing.
Well, that's sort of what I'm thinking too, is with exceptional healing, like we could lean into some of the other healing factor characters too, like
I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
I just have spicier picks.
Oh. Okay, because I was going to say Omega Red could be fun in Web Warriors.
He's not healing factor. He's flat reduction.
He just heals. Yeah, he just heals. Never mind for attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're talking about affiliated characters, and it's a toss-up between Domino and Deadpool for me. Deadpool would be an additional healing factor character, gives us a target for exceptional healing, and we get some interesting... and he also gives us a little bit of power denial with his smoke with the mouth. But Domino is just, I think, the better piece.
Hear me out. Deadpool should be a web warrior.
Yes.
So you should play him here.
Just for the bromance/romance between him and Peter Parker.
Exactly. But you're not playing Peter mm-hmm. at this moment.
No.
Does he get Peter confused with Miles because they never take the mask off? He's like, close enough, right?
I would not put that past Deadpool. But I think we have to go with Domino here.
Well, see, I think it's because I'm a Domino hater, which is extreme. I don't really hate Domino. I really like Deadpool. I really like the power denial since, like, you're inherently going to be doing damage, like either list. Like your goal is to hurt people, which is going to give them power. I feel like having a way to help manage how much power they actually get to spend on you would be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we have it. This gives us a source of incinerate that we can easily splash into web warriors.
True. We could also do both.
We could. Let's come back to that after some other stuff that I want to bring up.
Yes, nothing's set in stone yet anyway. Mm-hmm. Not until you say it's set in stone, and then it is literally not going to change.
Yes. Well then, let's talk about a recent character that I kind of want to get in here because she's a lot of fun and she has healing factor. Let's talk about Cassandra Nova.
She has healing factor?
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, she does.
What? I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She has healing factor, and it's awesome.
I need you to send me the card, Kenny. I need you to send me her card.
Oh, okay.
Also, keep that in.
Okay.
I'm unprepared.
I'll keep it in.
Not all the silence as you search for the card, though.
But yeah, she has movement control, healing factor, stealth, which is really solid. She prevents collisions, which is really good because we actually have a lot of high size characters in this. Or at the very least, we have Sabretooth.
Mm-hmm.
But also, she has sap power. She gives us a mystic attack profile, which is, I think, something most teams want. And she has that mind possession.
Mind possession is so cool.
Yeah.
I like it. So, I'm going to tangent again. So, I trolled people on Facebook constantly when they would mention Jean, and I would be like, "Oh, you mean the one that comes in the Cassandra Nova box?" Because truthfully, I was more excited for Cassandra Nova because I didn't know who she was. So it was cool to see someone that I'd never encountered before get made. And yeah. It's so funny. Their cards are revealed, and everyone's like, "Yeah, Cassandra Nova's better." So it really has because I like predicted the fact that it was going to be the Cassandra Nova box featuring Jean Grey
into existence.
I really did.
Well, I have a spicy Jean Grey criminal syndicate list.
Next time for that one. Now, because I need to hear that later.
Yeah, I'm planning on playing that for one of the weeks of Beta Splendens.
Yes.
So.
Okay. So, Cassandra Nova. She's got healing factor.
She's got all these things. Health.
And 7 health. What does she have on the backside?
6.
6. God, that's so good.
Yeah.
She's so good.
On the other hand, she's a 2-3-4.
This is true. In Web Warriors, though, she gets to reroll.
Yep.
You have Venom for Lethal Protector.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably staying backline.
Yeah, she's also can give out Root and Slow.
I love Root so much.
I know you do.
But Root and Slow as a combo just seems mean.
Yeah, that's kind of rude. Especially because that fits into an all webbed up play.
Oh, yeah. So she also supports the all webbed up plays. And Mind Possession, you can use that to set up all webbed up because you can move characters around your Web Warrior character that you want to activate all webbed up on.
In other words, you can set them up around Daredevil.
Yes.
So that you can do a Devil's Deliverance into like 16 people.
Uh-huh.
I love this.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And she gives us another exceptional healing target.
Yep. God, her having healing factor is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but, I like this.
That just makes her a little bit more survivable, too, in a really interesting way.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like you're taxing her like she's taxing your tactics card as being the only person.
Yeah.
Because you have Sabretooth. And then we also have potential access to, like we talked about, Wolverine or Deadpool later.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring it back to Lethal Protector because you mentioned that, and I learned the other day that Venom can Lethal Protector himself, and that blew my mind.
Ooh.
That's so stupid. It makes me mad.
it's so dumb.
My friend Hunter got mad the day he realized that you could move your characters on the little nubbins on the end of the movement tools. Mm-hmm. I feel the same amount of infuriation right now. At this,
for Lethal Protector,
for Lethal and Heroes for Hire yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God, it just makes me so mad. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
It's silly.
It's so weird, but it's the reality we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. That was so. I think we need a 2.0 in this list, just to kind of level out some stuff. And I'm not going to go with the standard pick.
I was going to say,
yes.
Okoye's not banned, technically.
Yes. But I'm not going to go with her. I'm going to go with someone who, because we don't really have a backpoint character in this list right now.
Right.
And who both likes having a defensive reroll and an offensive reroll? Mr. Rocket Raccoon.
I was thinking Rocket or Nebula.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to say Bomb. I'm glad we didn't because I don't like Bob.
Oh, I love Bob. He just doesn't work here.
Yeah, I like Rocket. I like Rocket a lot. If only he had a healing factor.
It's called Groot.
Basically.
So Wong sort of has healing factor.
Mm-hmm.
He can heal himself, right? That's not how it works.
No, it's not how it works. But he also gives us this weird space control game. Because if we end up at a point value where we're playing Rocket Raccoon and Cassandra Nova, both of them have abilities when characters end their movement at a certain within a certain distance from them that we can trigger off of pulls. And Web Warriors have a lot of pulls.
Very true. I like it. So, let's say we add Rocket Raccoon. Okay, so I like the traps thing. There's another character I'd like to see, partially because he's like my current crush. I know that changes frequently. It was Sinister, but now it's Mysterio.
I was getting there, man.
I gotta suggest something. You can't just build the whole thing. You can't have just come prepared.
I didn't know about this until I got. Until
I know.
Recording started.
It was just so perfect. It's like you were prepared.
You are talking to the spice rack. I have spice for everything.
But yeah, I love Mysterio. I want to see Mysterio played. He's not exactly Rocket, right? But he does have he does the exact same thing as Cassandra, and I'm just thinking, how funny would it be if someone either gets pulled into or comes onto one of them, they both roll the tricks and traps kind of thing that they do, and they both are just like, peace, bye.
Mm-hmm. No. I do think that is a good idea, but I think that would be splitting the focus of our team a little bit. We don't have a need for another 3.0, I don't think. If we have the room, maybe we'll come back to him, but it's the trap lineup. If I want to go full traps, I want to do it in Spider Foes because that's where you have the consistency of traps.
True.
And they have the trap tactics card.
True.
That tactics card is so cool.
Oh yeah, that tactics card is great. It's so mean.
Which one is this one? The one that you're talking about?
All
according
sinister
to
the traps.
Sinister traps.
Okay.
It has traps in the name, you know. Probably really hard to guess that when we're talking about traps, but I understand.
Okay, yeah, that one. Okay. I forgot about that one.
Okay. Right, so I'm going to suggest someone.
Okay.
This is another 5-threat character.
Okay.
Who can potentially advance people on a wild. He can throw people. He can add defense dice. He gains 2 extra power. And if he wanted to, he could have a mind gem. And his name is Ebony Maw.
Here's the thing. I'm actually throw people.
Oh, yeah. Did I say people? I meant to say terrain.
Yeah, you said people. It's just
I have the card right in front of me right now.
Well,
but he can throw stuff long, which is cool. Sure. I have to try and convince people to play Ebony Maw.
You're not going to. Not this time.
I don't think I'm going to this time. Not with Cassandra Nova, who is clearly the better choice.
Well, and for context, Ebony Maw is the only character when you did the community tier list ranking that I put at the bottom tier.
That's true.
Yeah.
Literally the only character.
Dang it. I figured maybe you of all people I could convince. But just not today.
Not today. I think you only... have some spaces. I will point to the list that I did on Morlocks where we threw him into A-Force.
Oh yeah. He's cool in A-Force. Give him extra power.
Mm-hmm.
You got exactly one person with it and everyone saw how that went.
I convinced Morgan Reed, so I will take that.
You took advantage of his absolute desire to make that character work.
I know. I mean, he was ready for it. I think he beat us to the punch suggesting Ebony Maw.
I think you're right,
and it blew my mind.
Yeah, and then we lost his trust forever.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, well, I have some beef with that episode because he had bad things to say about my boy Green Goblin.
Yeah, he did not like my Green Goblin suggestion.
No.
Okay, so thinking of... Hold on. God, this gets harder and harder every episode with so many characters.
I know. Yeah. So, I think you said we don't want another 3... But would what Lizard be a consideration?
I was thinking about him. I don't think we would mind another 3, but I don't think we're like required to have another 3 by our points values. Is kind of more the point I would say.
We still need to figure out Domino versus Deadpool.
I went for Domino.
Oh, see, Kenny put notes right here that says Domino versus Deadpool.
Okay, I didn't think we had made an official decision. Mm-hmm. Because I was trying to look at other cards and stuff,
and
it's
I just thought
multitask.
I just thought Kenny would knew what he was talking about.
It's true. You would think like this is our 11th episode, like maybe the 10 episodes would have given me more practice, but I guess not.
It's about that like 15 episode mark that you really hit your tambo.
Well, I'm going to be honest. We're kind of dumb.
Yeah,
and this podcast isn't helping it any.
You said it, not me.
This podcast hasn't helped.
Roll Tide.
Oh god.
The one I actually wanted to talk about in regards to 3.0s is Iron Fist.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
All
Iron
of my
Fist
yes.
And Venom being able to lethal protector / heroes for hire.
I like that. I also love Iron Fist.
I love Iron Fist. He can do insane stuff with the hub.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
With Wakandan hub, if
okay.
Because of his place off of his flying kick, you get a range 3.5 place and a medium move in a turn.
Or just 2 3.5 foot or 3.5 places, yeah. If it's positioned right.
Yeah.
Now, if we're talking about herb plays, I feel like I'm obligated to mention the third fastest character in the game. Thank you, Rich.
No.
You could take Crossbones because of his ability to overpower, and if he rolls a wild on a 2-base character, which if on a medium base against a size 2 medium base character, if you can line that up twice, it can take you further than the other side of the board.
It's amazing. But you have to have so much power for that, don't you?
You have to have 4 power for that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be kind of hard to do, like, right off the bat. Unlike Iron Fist, who can do it?
For gaining power. Gaining power while doing it.
He also gains power.
And the other thing is that with between his Master Martial Artist and the rerolls from Spider Web Warriors, Miles, he is an extremely defensive character.
Yes. Just like Daredevil. Daredevil's almost impossible to kill in Web Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like Iron Fist a lot.
And also, occasionally, in X-Force, you can just get that Iron Fist off. And that does a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, I've only been disappointed in Iron Fist, like, in the Iron Fist attack, because typically when I hit someone with it, I just kill them.
Well,
which is such a first world problem thing to complain about, right?
Hey, it's equivalent to an activation token.
Yeah. I did it to, in my last game, I did it to an activated Sin. I think she was already flipped over, and I threw her into Red Skull, one shot her, and did damage to everyone else in his team. And I was like, okay, that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. I did 2 damage to an Okoye and put an activation token on her.
See, that's kind of telling that you only did 2 damage to an Okoye.
Yeah.
And also expected.
Yeah. Sadly.
See, the only time I've been disappointed in Iron Fist was his TV show.
I like the second season.
But isn't that because the Iron Fist isn't in it?
He's in Rand, it enough.
But not enough to ruin it.
I think the first... They changed his characterization a little bit between season 1 and season 2 to make him a little bit more palatable.
Okay. I felt like a lot of it wasn't his fault. I feel like a lot of that was... It was rushed so that they could do Defenders ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, like, Typhoid Mary in that show was great. And when are we getting her in this game?
I need to actually watch that now. I just haven't had a chance to.
Uh-huh. And they set up, like, the best part of Iron Fist mythology and then didn't get to pay it off.
What is that?
The fucking using your Iron Fist on weapons.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, no, some of the other Iron Fist can, like, imbue the Iron Fist power onto their weapons. So there's this scene at the end where they're at the end of season 2, spoilers, I don't think anyone cares, where they're at, like, Danny and his brother, pseudo-brother, are at, like, this dive bar in the middle of nowhere Asia. And they're asking they're trying to track down a former Iron Fist. And you just see Danny pull out a pair of guns and they glow with, like, the orange Iron Fist light. And then he starts shooting Iron Fist empowered bullets.
What?
See, what was funny was when you said weapons, my immediate thought was, like, pulling out a Glock and shooting Iron Fist bullets. But I was like, surely it's going to be swords. Like...
Other characters do that, and traditionally, the, what's her name? The famous pirate, Chinese pirate captain.
I don't know.
There's this famous Chinese pirate captain who's, like, the most successful pirate ever. who in Iron Fist lore was an Iron Fist holder. And she used to imbue the arrows of her bow and arrow with it.
That's so cool.
I know.
Now I need an Iron Fist model with a gun.
Yes. I need to remember which Iron Fist it's actually going to be. If that happens.
Just give us Punisher Iron Fist. A what if Punisher, where he becomes the immortal Iron Fist?
It's Orson Randall, who was the Iron Fist through World War One.
Oh, that's awesome.
Who can do the chi blasting with weapons.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. I learned something.
Yes, let's give Iron Fist a rapid fire ability.
Oh my gosh, yes, please.
Give that guy the machine gun.
Magic bullets.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Iron Fist is in.
Yes.
So right now we have 9 characters. Mm-hmm. We got Cable, Sabretooth, and Domino as your X-Force members. You got Miles as your Web Warriors leader. And then you have Venom and Daredevil for your Web Warriors affiliated characters. And then outside of affiliation, we got Cassandra Nova, Rocket Raccoon, and Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm. So what threat level are you thinking to round it out?
Yeah, I'm currently doing math in my head to see what all of our threat levels look like. So for 14 points, we got 5, 9, 12, plus Rocket, or 3... 8, 11, plus 3, so like an Iron Fist. Okay, I like that 14. Especially if we do Sword Base. Iron Fist is really good on Sword Base. Because he can be within one of one of them, and depending on where your opponent positioned, he can flip one, flying kick to the other one, and then attempt to flip that one.
Flying kick is one of my favorite attacks in the game.
Oh yeah,
it's very good.
Mm-hmm. And then 15, we have our core Web Warriors team of Spider-Man, Sabretooth, Daredevil, Venom, which I'm very happy with. That's a great team for Gamma Waves, because you have some bulky bodies on there. You have 2 size 3 characters on there. And a lot of good defensive techs, and standing those bodies on points is going to cause issues that they need to attack you for. So you get those counterattack value. At 16, we are looking to change that. We'll end up changing Sabretooth out for Cassandra Nova.
Yes.
Okay, I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then 17, we go back to the Sabretooth plan, but we add in Rocket Raccoon.
Okay.
Then 18, 5, 9, 12, we get 6 more points. So we get, at 18, we can get Cable, Sabretooth, Domino, Cable, Sabretooth, Domino, Venom, and Rocket Raccoon. Or Daredevil, Rocket Raccoon, depending on what your opponent's team lineup looks like.
Okay.
Either option, which I think is a very good pull. Mm-hmm. And then we go into Cable, Domino, Sabretooth, Iron Fist, Venom, or Daredevil. And then at 20, we get Cable, Sabretooth, Venom, Daredevil, Domino.
Jeez. So this, we don't really need this last spot, is what you're telling me? So we can just have a 9-character roster?
No, it means we can get something spicy and weird in here.
Not Ebony Maw.
Not Ebony Maw.
Before you go up that tree.
Okay.
What point value are you thinking? Because I have a couple I'm thinking about.
I'm not sure. I think we can go most point values at this point. I don't want a 6-pointer. I think it's the only thing I don't want.
Yeah.
And I don't want MODOK. Don't even start on MODOK.
MODOK wasn't even... I was trying to find a five-pointer I thought was interesting, and it's like... I really can't think of one I think is interesting. The one I was looking at, and maybe it's because I'm too into all my crushes, and maybe it's because of the alligator, but I'm kind of thinking Loki. And part of it's a love story to Kenny, too, because Kenny always talks about the root Loki combo.
Yes.
And with Nova, he can do that. He doesn't get the mind gem, though. And for me, I feel like he's better with the mind gem.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my counterpoint. He doesn't have the mind gem. I do have an unaffiliated death and taxes list that I will need to show you.
Kenny will probably...
Oh, we've talked about it.
Okay. Are you going to bring it on Saturday? Spoiler alert, we have an event on Saturday.
No. I'm thinking I'm just going to bring what I'm bringing to NashCon because I want to practice.
Boring.
Spoilers.
And disappointing.
Or maybe I'll just bring my Gamora X-Men list from Morlocks.
Ooh.
Do it. Play something cool.
Speaking of Gamora, she could be a fun flex here.
She could. Even with... the Web Warriors defense buff. I think she's too squishy. Though I have a dream for one day. Not for this list, but for a list. I want a cloning Vats in a Gamora one day.
Yes.
God, that'd be so hard, but I'd be so into it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Are we looking at a five threat? Is that what we decided on, sort of?
No.
No. Anything but a six threat. Anything but a six threat. Is kind of where I'm at.
I have another suggestion I'm thinking about looking at. I have two that I'm thinking about, and they both have caveats. So the first one's the jankier one, that's Ronan.
Ronan, but you're missing the power gem.
You're missing the power gem, and we're not in an affiliation that gives him power, is the two problems. Yeah. But you are in an affiliate, you are in a list where you want your allies to get smacked. So, and you want to hit back. So we were talking about power denial with Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to do that, being able to judgment and hit back seems like it could be pretty spicy if you can get that rolling. It's just hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
The second was Medusa. Medusa is extra spicy in Web Warriors, where she gets a third die to reroll on defense, and in X-Force she gets. I'm thinking spider senses because I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. So she gets to roll two defense dice, or in X-Force when you go more offensive, she gets two offensive rerolls. And then she's also got a lot of pushes and her character throw. A lot more doesn't need to be said about how good Medusa is, but she's just, I think she has a lot of synergies with these two. She is a four-pointer, mm-hmm. And we're a little four-heavy, but we're also a little three-heavy, too, which is probably less
so
bad.
We need a five.
No.
And a five that's not Ebony Maw.
No.
Okay, so I have some spicy options to bring up. I am a big fan of Proxima Midnight.
I'm going to need some splaining.
She is insanely mobile. She can get into 1v1s with characters your opponent is not expecting you to get into 1v1s with. Especially on spread out scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Just between her long move and spear throw. She's also very durable. And giving an extra defense dice on top of martial prowess seemed like a fun time.
That's true.
So that is an option. And then we have to talk about one of my crushes. Who I just play a lot.
Oh, I know who it is, I think.
Oh, who do you think I'm saying?
Are you saying Agent Widow?
No, not this time. But I do love her. And she is a good shout, just we're a fighty team, so the potential for extra VP is higher than normal. Giving her defense dice plus her runaway ability and stealth means she's going to be fairly survivable. So that is a good shout, and I will consider that. But I want to talk about Red Skull.
Out of the affiliation, Red Skull picks are always fun.
We have a lot of capped displacement. We have a lot of size cap displacement in our list. And Red Skull is a non-size capped throw that he can do every turn.
This is true.
And that may be something we need into certain lists where there's like a Black Dwarf or a Hulk or a MODOK.
True.
So we could also do that not every turn, but we could potentially get it's not fully size cap, but basically size cap Thor.
Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing about Red Skull in our list. Hi, you attacked Red Skull. Let me hail Hydra into my counterattacker.
Very true. I always forget about Hail Hydra because I never use it. My Red Skull either doesn't get attacked or he gets one shot. Because I don't have Hail Hydra.
There is no in between.
There is no in between. He just dies.
But like, that's a way to get more attacks onto our counterattackers.
That's true.
I like that.
I like that, yeah. That's really cool.
That's pretty
and
spicy.
You have Master of the Cube early in the game to get the slower characters like Venom up the board.
Yeah, without having to invest in something like Lockjaw.
Yeah.
That's like literally his only job.
Lex doesn't like Lockjaw either, so.
No, I'm not a Lockjaw. I will play Red Skull in Inhumans over playing Lockjaw.
That's bold. I've been playing a little bit of Lockjaw. He's growing on me. I do his interdimensional Bloodhound more than anything, though.
Mm-hmm. I find him too finicky.
He is definitely finicky, if I had to sum him up in a word. Because you have to figure out your activation order very carefully with him. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, I want to activate Lockjaw so I can hit this guy, but I don't want that guy to activate first, so I need to activate the guy first so I can hit that guy, but then I'm not going to have the dice for it. And then I want this other guy to be able to get in and do it, but what if he kills Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of decision points.
It's like the debate in Princess Bride. He's like, well, I know you put the poison in this glass, so obviously I can't choose that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, but with a big dog.
Yes. This is now why we play Kraven the Hunter instead of Lockjaw.
That's true.
Yeah, because he's actually good.
Because he can both do that and then attack the person.
Yeah.
Because he's not a slow movement.
Yeah, and I always think like, oh, well, but Lockjaw's got the reroll. But I was like, well, Kraven has the reroll, which is kind of crazy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I also love how big his mane is.
Yeah.
It's comical.
So, I do like Red Skull a lot because your whole like 15-point spiders list was built around the retaliating attacks. And then at 19, on another very central scenario, which we might talk about later,
mm-hmm.
you can just throw in Red Skull and you're
and
good to go.
And he can sit on the point and not actually worry about the incinerate because you can shove it off onto someone who's just sitting off the point.
Ooh. Okay, so I think
it's Red Skull.
Choice.
I think we have come to a conclusion.
A consensus. Verzane, what is our final roster?
It's all Red Skull.
It was Red Skull all along.
So for our X-Force, we have Cable, Sabretooth, and Domino. For our Web Warriors, we have Miles Morales, Spider-Man, Venom, and Daredevil. And then our unaffiliated choices, we have Cassandra Nova, Rocket Raccoon, I'm about to say Domino again, Iron Fist, and Red Skull.
I think that's a pretty fun list there.
I love it.
Do you want to lock it in?
Yeah, I am locking this in. This is going to be a fun time.
Yes.
and so much spice.
There's a lot of really cute tech in this.
Yeah. Not the cutest tech I have talked about. On a recent episode of Morlocks, we talked about Captain Marvel and her rerolls being able to dial into one damage remaining on a character so you can tarot genesis them.
Yes.
That's rude. Tarot genesis is so cool. Good.
Yeah. Jinx. I like it a lot.
Almost?
Almost. We were close.
We're almost on the same
We're becoming wave. One.
Oh, I'm terrified.
As I said, I am the spice rack. See it all.
All right. So, let's move on to our crisis cards.
Mm-hmm.
And firstly, we will talk about secures. So, what kind of secures are you looking at for this list?
So, I am thinking we're doing the 2Es. I think we are doing Demons Downtown and we are doing Gamma Waves. I think that is the obvious pull.
The R&D classic.
Yeah.
The R&D classic. We only build aggressive lists on advanced R&D. It's never like, oh, hey, let's play Control or Runaway. Like, no, let's go beat each other's faces in.
Well, I am also a player that wants to roll dice.
Yes.
Yes.
And then I think we play, what do I want a final one to be? I think we might want Infinity Formula.
Well, so what was our 14-point list?
Oh, right. That's a secure. No, I do think we want Shield Base.
Because yeah,
that is Venom, Daredevil, Miles Morales, and Iron Fist.
Yeah, that was real spicy. And also, like, it's just sideways E, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sideways E. So it's basically the same game.
Sounds legit.
That's now, how I always interpret it. It's just sideways E.
Now, because we have the tech for it, going into extracts. Anything we need to do before we go into extracts?
I don't think so. No, we can swap back and forth between extract and secure. We just typically don't. Because everyone gets Demons Downtown, Gamma, and then the last one. And then they're like, well, I don't want any other
it's
ones.
It's like a spice for the last one.
Yeah, basically.
I think we want Mystical Wakandan Hope.
Because of the Iron Fist mention?
Iron Fist mention as before, but also it gives all of our counterattackers an additional die on all their counterattacks.
True. I wish we had chosen Black Cat so that she could steal the enemy Wakandan herb.
Eh. I am less worried about them because it is such a low play scenario that people aren't because the tech is so ubiquitous with Enchantress, that people aren't prepared for it actually and haven't played it in a while and don't know the plays.
Yeah.
And so they don't actually have plans to score it.
Yeah, I typically don't ever try to score either.
And we have Sabretooth, which is this really interesting. It takes him a couple turns to get there, but once he's there, he's a size 3 on that hub spot, meaning it's going to be much harder with aggressive, which makes it super hard to displace him off the hub vessel.
Yeah, and then you also have the potential for Miles to take it over there, or Cable, who can get there pretty fast.
Yeah.
And, like, they're not bad. I feel like if you can be real cheeky with Lethal Protector, you could get Venom back onto the other side of the table pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we also have Red Skull.
Yeah, there's Red Skull.
We can play a modified list where we drop one of our counterattackers for Red Skull, and then suddenly we are moving... we are adding an extra range to teleport on top of whatever the normal movement shenanigans the character has.
Yep, and that's true.
And you can leave Red Skull late into the activation to basically control how they activate, because you can always, no matter how much they displace them, the most they're going to displace them is a short. And so you can range to them back onto the point more likely than not if you set it up where they're close enough to the vessel that a range to will get them back on the point. And thus you have this level of protection where you force whatever activation is there to push the hub carrier off to the point to their last activation, if they have last activation.
That's true. Yeah. God, there's so much There's so much tech in this list. It's blowing my mind.
Next up, I think we want another down-the-middle strategy that means that we get to ball a lot. I think we want to do Research Station.
Yes.
That is going to be... it's going to be the go-to red in our R&D from now on. I guarantee it. I want Demons, I want Gammon, I want Research Station. What do you mean they're not all my secrets?
Wait, you forgot our fourth guaranteed.
There is another one.
And that is Hammers.
I don't think dice. We play Hammers.
Oh my god. I really don't know if there's any other reds that exist.
Instead, I am thinking we are playing Cosmic Cube.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she does have the option of the healing factors.
Yeah.
And Venom heals too on his spender. So well,
and they have to damage themselves to hold them, and then they have to try to hit you to take them. So you hit them back and they're already squishier. Yeah. And it's also giving you more power so that you can get your counterattacks off more often. So it's a good play. Mm-hmm. It's just
and
not Hammer.
Sabertooth loves the Cosmic Cube.
Yeah, I could see that. It's just not Hammers.
It feels wrong. I feel
it
dirty.
It does. It feels weird to not look at your tactics cards and be like, yeah, but they're going to cost one more because you're definitely playing Hammers.
Well, but it also, because I think as we get into our tactics cards, we are going to be relying a lot on our tactics cards, so the Hammer tax is going to hit us a lot more than anyone else. Because we're going to have things that we want at critical moments, such as Lethal Protector or Heroes for Hire.
It's true. It's a good decision. Like, it is 100% the correct play. God, it just feels weird.
I'm bucking the trend. Wahaha!
Maybe it's the end of the Hammer era and it is the start of the Research Station era.
Yes. Because I think Research Station is so much fun. But
oh, it is.
I haven't even played it yet.
Play it with Criminal Syndicate.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Omega Red Criminal Syndicate.
Oh,
gosh. Omega Red. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Omega Red just makes me feel vastly uncomfortable. It's the only reason I'm not hyped for him. Like, the way the tentacles come out of his arm, it grosses me out. I can't do it.
But he has worse Venom displacement.
He's literally just Venom, like a lot of people said. That's not true. I don't think that.
Well, he has Venom's pull, except it requires you to have line of sight on them.
Yeah, like how Gwen has web line, but it requires line of sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Venom does not require one line of sight. He can do it around a building.
It's because Venom's better.
Yes, exactly. It's the superior Spider-Force.
Yep. I will go to my grave on that one. Venom's better than Omega Red.
I think they are different beasts and they have their own pluses and minuses.
I'll die on this hill. Only because I can't stand the tentacles.
Venom has freaking tendrils, dude.
Not on the model.
He has a massive freaking tongue.
Yeah.
Okay. On a side note, I have to shout out, speaking of that massive freaking tongue, I have to shout out
Gene Simmons.
Vince Chan's modified Venomized Thanos model.
I haven't seen that.
Okay. He made a Thanos model with the Venom head to lead a Thanos-based Web Warriors list. Thanos-based Spider-Foes list.
That's really cool.
Let me see if I can get a good picture of just it. Yeah, that's the best picture I've got. Copy image. I'm throwing it in the Discord. Ah, it's too big, apparently.
It's the tongue.
It's the tongue. Yeah, you're not going to tell me that the little like tentacle things are worse than the tongue.
It is. It's not the tentacles themselves. It's the way they're sliding under his skin. Oh god, I hate it. Every time I look at any artwork for it or I look at his model, I'm just like, oh, that's awful. Mm-hmm. Like, Wolverine's claws get me. I don't know what it is.
The so how do you feel about Carnage?
See, it's symbiote stuff, so it doesn't bother me as much.
What?
It's not tentacles. It's the way things are sliding out of his skin that get me. That's literally it.
Then don't put them on his model.
Then he's just got the like the skin coming up, right?
Make them like ropes in his hand. He's like some kind of cowboy or something. He's flinging lassos around.
Like how they put... It sounds like some kind of weird like 90s censorship. Like how Morbius got like buttholes on his hand that suck up plasma because he couldn't suck blood like a vampire.
Oh my
God. That's what that feels like.
Oh, I love the tangents this show goes on.
Mm-hmm. So I am locking in those crises.
All right. Get
back on topic.
Back on topic. So her secures were locked in with demons downtown, gamma waves, and the sword base. And for our extracts, we've got the Mystic Wakandan Herbs, Research Station, and Struggle for the Cube. And on to tactics. Mm-hmm. We didn't mention this earlier, but the restricted cards are actually banned. So none of those.
Oh, we did forget that.
Very interesting. Are you banning Bit of Rivals?
It's not restricted.
It's fair game.
Okay.
This is just a blanket way for me to say that all you've got is a terrible card. I hate it. And we're not going to play it.
If I was playing Spider-Foes, I would fight you more because I want to play Doom, Prophecy, Carnage, but we're not.
I too like Dune Prophecy, and in my reality, the one that I can't convince other people of, Dune Prophecy is good enough to come off the banned list or the restricted list.
It's on there. I appreciate the reason that AMG has put it on the restricted list.
Oh, I definitely. Like, go ahead.
I was going to say I feel like it's on there because of all you've got. And if they were to ban all you've got, Dune Prophecy could come off the restricted list.
It's Dune Prophecy is on there, and they talked about this during the first BNR media rounds, as I will call them. It's on there because it is a combo tool in a way that that can blindside players in a bad way.
Yeah.
And so having it on the restricted list is a flag of this is something you should pay attention to.
Yeah.
It's like pointing out that something like Turnabout in Magic, you flag that for some way because that is a card that never is actually played fair. It's just played as a combo tool.
Yeah, I agree with that. It really hurts to know that it's effectively banned because people will not play it on the restricted list, most likely.
I played, for the first half of the league, I played Dune Prophecy Wakanda.
An inspiration to us all.
Yes, my Wakanda wave list was Black Panther, Shuri, Okoye, Agent Widow, Mystique.
Yes.
I ended up getting 2 KOs against me.
2 what?
I ended up losing 2 games in a row by KO.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I cut out for a second there. I couldn't hear what you said.
Which was brutal since one of them was last activation throw object, you lose.
Ouch.
And the other one was Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch dazing Medusa and Okoye turn 1.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yeah, anyways, we talked earlier about Lethal Protector and Heroes for Hire. I'm assuming those are the next 2 cards.
And Exceptional Healing.
And Exceptional Healing. God, you're going to... like someone is going to get got by Exceptional Healing targeting Cassandra Nova.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to be like, wait.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me?
And she prevents collisions.
Yes, she does. So you don't need to use it for that.
Mm-hmm. and we don't need to worry about Brace for Impact since it's banned. She has built-in Brace.
Sad news for your opponent, mm-hmm. who may not take Cassandra Nova.
I also think, because of the affiliations that we are playing, I would like to bring in Cat and Mouse and All Webbed Up.
Yes.
Good calls.
Are there any other Web Warriors tactics cards? Because you do have the full suite.
We have Aunt May's Wheat Cakes. Wheat.
Could take Wheat Cakes.
I don't think we want to do Wheat Cakes. I'm trying to remember there with the Spider Tracker, and I'm trying to remember what it does.
Hold on.
Let me tell you what it does.
He can tell you what it does.
After an enemy character ends a move action within four of an allied Web Warriors character, that allied character may spend two to play this card. This character may advance short.
I think we're good with that. And with the number of character-specific cards that are on that list, I think we want two more generic ones just to round it out.
Yeah.
Even though I think we're going to be able to take one of Lethal Protector or Exceptional Healing each game. Which leaves us with, I don't know what I'm playing against. So I am going to go for the generic option. Actually, I'm going to make an educated guess that I'm not going to be playing against the Web Warriors list.
Fair assumption.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's fair.
So how much do I need to worry about Amazing Spider-Man?
Your opponent can still bring Amazing Spider-Man.
But it will be out of affiliation, which means if I force at low point values, it's going to be harder for them to fit him in.
It's true.
This is all a question of whether or not I want to bring Marked for Death. Because Marked for Death just craps on Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It really does.
Yeah. It's so much fun to do it to an Amazing Spider-Man.
Can't modify. God, yeah, that is really brutal.
Yeah, so it loses stealth, gets short movement, and cannot modify a reroll defense dice.
I feel like Trip Up could be really funny with these retaliating attacks.
Yeah, I do think that could be funny. Another card that I definitely want to get in here, and one right after Bitter Rivals alphabetically, is Blind Obsession.
I don't think you'll have a hard time selling Merzane on that. He loves the token.
I love the token. I'm not the biggest fan of the card. I don't like that much commitment to killing one guy.
Well, no, here's the trick. You play it on the other side of the board from where you actually want to activate to force out activations.
Oh, so they spend their time trying to kill you?
Well, no, so you play it on the 2v1 side, and then they activate the other one on the 2v1, and then suddenly you have the 1v1 to yourself.
I see. Oh, I think I see what you're saying.
It's, you can use it as, it's not quite as good because we don't have Doom Prophecy on this list, but I used to go Doom Prophecy on one person, Blind Obsession on a different person on the other side of the board. Which problem are you taking care of?
Yeah, that makes sense. I like it like that. I just always, I don't know. I'm just scared to lose things and make commitments.
And I am not. I played Thanos Spider-Verse for an entire league. I'm not afraid of commitment.
True. So that's a good one. Here's another good one, I think. Climbing Gear.
Climbing Gear, yes. That is also something I was thinking of, because you can use it in combination with a bunch of our characters for hub plays.
Yep. It can also... if you lose sword base one time, it can nullify the sword base.
Yeah.
If we're going herd plays, why not extreme conditioning?
Because...
For Venom or Iron Fist. Because Iron Fist will have the power.
Yeah, there is that. The one I was actually thinking of was Mission Objective.
Mission Objective is a cute one.
Because you will have it on Iron Fist. You will have the power. And you can do the first half of it and then chuck it to a saber tooth to make the last mad dash. And then Sabretooth is extremely tanky. He gets his aggressive back on the point. Because as long as you're doing a flying kick, you have 2 power at the start of the turn, no matter what. You spend 1 for picking up the hub, you flying kick, gain 1 power back, you move, and then you spend the 2 power to mission objective over the hub, and you should be far enough along the board that a long move should get you there.
I like it.
What about... Oh, no. It doesn't work. I was thinking, no matter the cost, to help with retaliation. It doesn't work like that. It's not a bad card still, though.
No, it's not a bad card, especially since we have Miles Morales in our list, which means we can get Senator plays or Hub or other big plays like that. You can really dissuade them. It was a lot more important when we had hired Muscle in the game, but it's no longer in the game, thank goodness. But that is still something I'm looking at. You can also use it on, like, Devil's Deliverance and stuff like that. And you can use it on a spender from Sabretooth to really nail it down. Or you can use it on Cassandra Nova for a second Mind Possession attack, because that's an only 1 cost attack, and then she has Healing Factor 1, so it nulls out.
So here's another interesting thought. It's a new card. So new applications. Warpath.
Warpath is definitely good. I can see it.
I just feel like it really fits the punish you for attacking me. Getting being able to attack back and also make a movement towards someone.
Yeah.
Seems potentially really punishing, especially if you get hit by, like, not saying that this is what you're gonna play against, but like a Black Panther attack or a Shuri attack. That pushes you away.
Mm-hmm. Warpath is definitely a good consideration. I'm trying to think of what the other new cards are to see if any of them jump out. I'm also half tempted by Red Room Training.
Red Room Training is really good.
Yeah. But I don't think it fits entirely with our list. I think I would be looking to use that on, like, the likes of a Cable or an Iron Fist.
Well, what it does help you do is it helps force everyone and force them closer to you for those retaliation plays.
Yeah, for sure.
So they can't just shoot outside of it as easily.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember what numbers those are.
So Red Rim Training is in Omega Red's pack.
He might not be on this yet. That might be why I can't find it.
Yeah, he's not on MCPDB.
But it gives your character stealth, but we have a lot of range 2 counterattacks, with only 1 range 3 counterattack. So that still allows enough counterplay that I'm not enchanted by it.
Well, Sabretooth does have the aggressive and then attack. So he's not exactly range 3, but really the only one that gets affected by that is Daredevil, unless Sabretooth takes no damage.
Yeah.
Which is why Warpath would be cool too.
Mm-hmm.
That wombo combo.
Yeah. Well, it means you could make a double aggressive off of Sabretooth too.
Yeah, that too.
I'm just wondering about timing windows. Does the playing of that tactic card occupy the same timing window as your timing window for retaliation attacks?
That's a good question. I think so. After an attack that damaged an ally character is resolved. I feel like that's how they're all timed. Unless there's a special timing for crisis cards, and I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, that's a ruling I'm not 100% sure of, and I would want to get clarified, because if that doesn't work the way we want it to work, it's not as good of a card by a mile.
I'm an accuser. I'll rule of cool it for this game, at least. if we take it, I'm not going to just say no.
Very fair. I think for now, Warpath, I think, does get in. But I don't think Red Room Training gets in.
Fair enough. I think it does because they're both, after the attack is resolved, I'm looking at the chart, it doesn't seem to be a special timing window for
tactics cards.
It is just apply attacker's effect. Oh, it is. Okay. Apply attacker's effect, apply effects of crisis cards.
This ain't a crisis card. This is a tactics card.
Oh, that's
right?
Yeah, it's a tactic card. So, yeah, this is just it would fall into if since you're the defender, it would fall into step 15B. God, we're getting so nerdy into this like deep rule stuff. Timing charts are really fun.
They are very important for good game design.
Yes. So you would be able to, like, if Sabretooth got attacked, you could aggressive Warpath and attack.
Fun.
That's so funny. Or if someone attacks you at range 4 to stop your Venom counterattack, because that's one of the best ways to fight him, you go, cool. Warpath? So many snacks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about Eyes on the Prize?
That one comes out in the Sam Wilson pack, doesn't it?
Yeah, so that's the one at the start of a character's activation. It may spend one to play this card. During this activation, this character can interact with objectives at range 2 instead of the normal range 1.
Everyone becomes Toad.
Yes.
I'm not worried about Overreach 4 objectives.
Yeah, I think we're standing directly on everything anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know about sword base, because that could be kind of cool there.
Yeah. But we want to be standing on sword base anyway to make the 50-50 happen.
Yeah. True.
What else is there? I think Warpath. Do we want to get climbing geared so we just have our last two are just movement shenanigans for a relatively slow list for some of these characters?
Well, we are on a relatively slow list, because, like, Cable is shockingly
true.
Mobile.
I'm thinking just Venom.
Yeah, we only have Venom, because the rest of our characters are long movers. Because both Sabretooth and Daredevil are long movers, and then Miles has his place, and Iron Fist has his place. A little bit more conditional and stuff. And then Cassandra Nova is a medium mover, but she's okay staying in the back. And then Rocket Raccoon is okay staying in the back. And then Domino is just a medium mover. So I don't see... Climbing Gear isn't as much of a thing for me. Now, I don't think we will have enough power for it, but I am considering Follow Me.
I was wondering about that. I do think the power will be the issue for you, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting one. Here's an interesting one. Okay. I used many wrinkles in my brain to figure this one out. So you take Face Me. You pay 3. They move towards you. If they attack you, then you attack back. Then you get to make your actions to attack.
Yeah. So Face Me is an interesting card because they're not obliged to make the attack.
This is true.
But now they're your friend.
But then like everyone considers Face Me's downside to be partially that you have to pay for it and you don't have to for deception. But that they can attack you.
Yeah.
And that you are now playing a list where you can take Face Me and they probably don't want to attack you.
Yeah, the other thing that's really interesting about Face Me is they don't have to choose the character that played the card as the target for the attack, so you have to be very careful about where you place them.
That's true, but we do have stuff like Heroes for Hire, Lethal Protector, and like you said, like with Red Skull, so we have ways to shunt those attacks off onto people we want them.
Yeah, the other thing, though, is I think a lot of the characters have... At least Venom has ways to do control. So I guess you can do it for the other two options. I'm just looking around and seeing what, if anything, jumps out to me.
You could also do cheeky stuff with, like, Rocket Raccoon. So if they're in range of just Rocket Raccoon and he's behind a car, they can't see him to shoot him.
Or Cassandra Nova.
Or Nova, yeah. Well, they could be. You could put them behind buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see Face Me get used. I love Face Me.
I think it'd be really funny here.
Screw it. We're in the jank tank. Let's go for it.
Yes! Supreme victory.
Victory would have been hammers.
True.
All right. So right now, for the tactics, we have Bitter Rivals, Lethal Protector, Heroes for Hire. Exceptional Healing, Cat and Mouse, All Webbed Up, Warpath, and Face Me. Do you wish to lock it in?
I think we're locking it in. I think we have a list here.
Woo! Yeah!
It is a spicy list.
Go team.
I never considered the complications of how long it would take to do tactics cards when you don't just have an auto to include. You're just like, I'm taking two restricted, and that limits my options. No, you have to like really think on those last two. Mm-hmm. Those last two or three.
Yeah.
This a lot. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. This is a list I actually have some practice with in some regards. I'm used to having a brace all you've got on this list, but that's fine. I will say none of you tried to sell me on Advanced R&D.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was worth it for this list, though.
It's always worth it. I didn't even think about it.
We don't need to do branding in our own podcast.
Yes, we do.
No. It's unnecessary.
But yeah, I think I have a lot of stuff that is going to catch people off guard. Catch my opponent off guard. And I have a lot of stuff in there that is very synergistic.
Yeah, I agree. I really like this a lot. I say that all the time. I love all the lists that we build in here, but this one's really cool. I love the counterattack. Because, like, we're talking about Wargaming Dad did a very similar, like, counterattack list kind of thing.
But he did it with Thanos.
Which is really funny.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't think that hasn't been something I've thought about, his unaffiliated counterattacks with Thanos.
Oh my gosh. Thank goodness Corvus and Proxima don't have a counterattack.
Oh god.
It's like the only thing
actually
missing, right?
They do. It's just on a tactics card.
Don't tell me these things.
Yeah, that's true.
I played a match and I lost it because my Sabertooth dazed Corvus and then Corvus one-shot at my Sabertooth with two cubes on him. I am dying, let me attack card.
That's
awesome.
I hate Black Order.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I love Thanos. I can't
I do
complain too.
Too
much.
I love Thanos so much.
Have you played the Thanos Spider-Force list?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Oh, it's so much fun. Do you want to roll 8 dice on Doc Ock with Wild Sounding Devil?
No. Stop it.
You do, but you don't.
And now you can take Kraven, and you can make it 9 dice.
Or you can take Mysterio, and suddenly have 8 dice Mystic Builders that move
on a 3
people.
Threat.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's things that are okay, and there's things that are not okay, and this is so obviously not okay.
Well, you could take the 3 of those and then Thanos, still be Spider Foes to play Sinister Traps. Because why not?
I just like the Grand Illusion.
Oh yeah, Grand Illusion is great.
Grand Illusion is gross.
Have you ever stacked Grand Illusion and Bit of Rivals on top of each other?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Or even better yet, use them 2 subsequent turns from each other. So you do Grand Illusion 1 turn and then Bit of Rivals the next turn.
Once again, there's things that are okay, and there's things that are not okay. That's very firmly in the not okay camp.
Welcome, I am the Spice Rack. I have all the interesting topics.
This is true. So, do you want to figure out who you're playing and what you'll be playing?
Well, let's go over the list first.
Oh, yeah.
The
whole list. I'll let you do characters and tactics, and I'll do crisis.
Okay. So, for your characters, X-Force, the cooler X-Men, and Web Warriors, we got Cable and Spider-Man, Miles Morales, as your 2 leaders, Sabretooth, Venom, Daredevil, and Domino as your affiliated characters, Cassandra Nova, Rocket Raccoon, Iron Fist, and Red Skull as your out-of-affiliation choices.
And then, for your crisis cards, the secures, you've got Demons Downtown, Gamma Waves, and the Sword Base. And for the extracts, you've got the Mystic Herbs, the Research Station, and the Cubes.
And tactics cards, we've got Bitter Rivals, Lethal Protector, Heroes for Hire, Exceptional Healing, Cat and Mouse, All Webbed Up, Warpath, and Face Me. Okay, now you can go into who the opponent is.
Oh, I have let your permission
me,
now.
Let
you
me make permission. A guess.
I mean, I feel like you already know who it is.
Yeah, let me make a guess, because I visit sometime on this guy's podcast, and he mentioned you were also quoting him. So, and this was off air, so. But is this... Am
it's
I
supposed
facing,
to be a secret.
Is am I facing HPP well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. His limitations are he has to play the inverse. We have a story in this one. So you are the Web Warriors teaming up with the X-Force to infiltrate and stop a plan with the Brotherhood of Mutants, who have teamed up with the Spider Foes.
And you didn't give me the Spider Foes team?
Look, there was some randomization that happened here.
we just kind of like assigned teams and we're like, we'll go with this.
And then we thought about it. There's always randomization and then we talk about it. Okay? And we figure it out. And we also knew we couldn't let you just have your favorite affiliation. We gotta make Will go for that one.
Well, it would be giving both of us our favorite affiliations because he's a big Web Warrior player.
I know. Now yes. you have to figure out the opposite. They're going to know each other's weaknesses now.
Oh, yeah.
But his limitation is the same with the tactics cards that we forgot, that restricted cards are banned. And he can't use Scarlet Witch because Scarlet Witch is a good guy now.
Fair. Fair.
So that will be who you're against. And I'm excited to see what he comes up with. This is a spicy list, and I'm excited. It's funny because I was in my head, I was thinking X-Force would be the more offensive because of the story I had made up in my head. And then you're like, nah, I'm just going to go full don't fuck with me. Your list is basically just stance up and scare the list.
Yeah. Like, what you going to do?
Just the, like, personifying the tough guy hitting his chest, like, come on, you don't want to hit me, you don't want to hit this, and you're like, yeah. No, I really don't. I
we
don't
have a wall of beef.
There's so much and tongue. Thank you, Venom.
Gross.
So is that going to be the episode title, A Wall of Beef and Tongue?
God, yes. And hopefully, because I hope that people think that's what I'm eating in this episode. Cow tongue tacos. That's a thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it is a thing.
One of my friends had it and said it's delicious.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I am a notoriously picky eater, so.
That's fair. I feel like I would try it. I feel like I wouldn't like it, but I feel like I would take a bite.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the seasoning more. I don't care what meat you're using. I make my taco meat out of a mix of pork and turkey. But it's all about using tomato sauce as your binding agent and just overloading it with taco seasoning.
Yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that. Lots of taco seasoning. I'm so plain Jane. I love the Taco Bell mild sauce.
I don't even get sauce.
I go for the spicy nuggets at Wendy's.
Ooh, I haven't had those. So, as the master of segues, I'm going to start closing this out.
Yeah, we could talk for 20 more minutes if you want the runtime padded a little bit.
We really could, but I don't know if our listeners care for all that.
All the Wendy's talk.
So, Alexa, remind us one more time where we can find you.
Do you want me just to do the podcast or the full list?
Let's do things pertaining to Marvel Crisis Protocol.
Okay. So I run the show Morlocks. Which is all about uplifting characters from the bottom. I have had Kenny G on to talk about Gamora, which was a very fun episode.
It was a blast. I loved being on.
And I will need to get Mozane on at some point.
Yes.
I don't know if you're ready for that level of crazy.
Well, I am booked until August.
Dang.
Almost September.
I have a whole harem of characters to choose from, too, that I would love to, I would love to talk about.
Good for you.
Kenny knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
I know what you're talking about, but just hum of characters is not the way to put it.
I'm just being literal.
Anyway, well. And then occasionally I will show up on the board game dome and we play some IRL MCP alongside a bunch of other board games at twitch.tv/theboardgamedome.
Awesome. I'll need to get a link from you for our Twitch, or our, not our Twitch link, our stream, mm-hmm. our podcast episode description. I'm going to edit all this part out.
No, you're not. You cannot edit out this. You gotta edit okay. this shame out. If I have to live with a if we have to live with a wall of beef and tongue, you have to live with your failures.
I'm gonna call the episode a wall of jank and tongue.
That's somehow worse. It made it worse. I feel gross.
You did it.
I feel grosser. You did it, though. I'd rather look at Omega Red's like weird tentacle arm things now.
His carbonadium tendrils.
Oh, God.
I'm done with tendrils worse.
No. Just thinking about it is worse.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. And I still need to think of a sign-off. So, yeah.
That's the sign-off. There is no sign-off. Bye.
That is it. Bye.
Bye.
She said I waited up for you all night. I said I'm trying, mama.